traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And I sometimes watch that and I was like, I messed up. When all this hate came out in 2015, I should have been like, fuck all y'all hoes, because I still got a Lamborghini. I still live in Hollywood. Oh, yeah.
Hey, don't do drugs, kids. I don't know how you're going to cut this. We don't do cocaine.
Hey, right. Man.
What's up? What's up, dude? You got something?
Why are you dressed like a ninja or like a, some sort of warrior today? What is that?
I don't know. Feeling dope. Where'd you get that jacket?
Pharaoh's Hunch.
Not Pornhub.
Pharaoh's Hunch.
No one was thinking it until you said that.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening and watching. If you're not subscribed, make sure to do so. YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. We do an audio-only extended Q&A with the guests after the visual is done on iTunes and Spotify. So hit that up. We love the podcast. We love you. We love your feedback. Everything's good. It's a good day. I have good energy. And most importantly,
goats.
I look fucking dope.
Oh,
that's true.
Oh, yeah, we did. We did goat yoga this morning.
We're the Amanda Cerny. Wow.
Big moves.
Yeah.
Vlog's going to be dope. The goats are on our back. I didn't even know this was a thing. And that's why I apologize to my guests. I'm making eye contact with them right now. That's why we're so hyped up. We literally had goats running on our back this morning.
They got the chi flowing. They just moved things around.
Yeah. Guys, I do want to introduce our guest. He's got a collective 5 million followers. He's been featured in Forbes. He's an entrepreneur, investor, philanthropist, archaeologist, author, sales master, jiu-jitsu black belt, agent, teacher, guru, guy, an inventor of knowledge. It's Ty Lopez.
Let's go.
He's done a lot of things.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
My favorite is Guy.
Yeah, that's a real achievement.
He's a guy.
Who told you archaeologist? I like that.
I just kind of throw things in there that aren't true and see if anyone will ever catch them.
What if it was true?
Is it true?
You know, people believe anything you say. That's what I once did a poll and I said, am I in the Illuminati? And like 70% of my Twitter followers were absolutely sure. So now I'm careful what I say.
I mean, just tell me he doesn't look like an archaeologist. In another life,
have you ever dug something up that's like impressive?
I don't think I have.
No?
I haven't.
Racks.
Racks.
You know, he's dug up some racks.
Dug up some racks.
You do a lot of polls. You do polls. Aren't they like, guess this girl's ethnicity? Why you
that's
that?
That's on Snap. I don't know. I feel like the 23andMe thing is big now. Like people love DNA stuff.
And what's 23andMe?
It's just popular. It's like the...
Oh, you spit in a thing and it tells you where you're from. Yeah. You never done it?
Oh my God. That's amazing. Wow. I haven't done that.
We found out where he was from the other day based on Alex Jones said he looks, what was it?
Nordic.
Was it Northern European or something like that? You got to see this shit. This guy was losing his mind, almost blew a bicep out trying to call.
Was he here? He was on here?
Oh, holy shit. Okay. So little backstory.
Okay.
The Kent State gun girl, Caitlin Bennett, was on here.
Okay.
And then the next day, she went on InfoWars and Alex Jones had some things to say about me. Said I look like a child molester.
a pedophile. Is a pedophile the same? A pedophile, is that the same thing as a child?
I think so. Look.
Whatever. It's not getting into semantics here.
Hey, look. It's kind of fucked up. No problem.
take it to the chest.
Anyways, then the next day he was on Joe Rogan, or on the InfoWars, he said he was down to come on Impulsive. The next day he was on Joe Rogan, and so I hit up Caitlin. I'm like, yo, Alex is in LA. He should come here. And she's like, he tore his bicep freaking out on Joe Rogan when he was doing his, like,
did you see it?
Out.
Did you
when he was
see
yelling
it?
At Eddie
Bravo?
I saw
a little bit. We were talking about aliens or something like that.
The part he freaked out
the
was
humanoid things.
The part he freaked out on was when they were talking about late term abortion, I believe. Was that what it was?
He freaked out multiple times.
Well, this was the one when he started looking like he was in Donkey Kong, like the final boss, and he was doing the freaking. And then the biggest one that got clipped, I won't repeat. Actually, I can't repeat it.
What?
Where he said, I'm kind of a.
Oh, yeah.
R-word,
I mean,
R word. I don't really like how you're.
Sorry. Hey, welcome to Impulsive, by the way, Ty.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on here. A
lot of energy.
Yeah, that's bad. That's some feedback.
Sorry. Hey, sorry. Wow.
Fixed everything.
You just fixed everything.
No, incredible. I'm trying to find this Alex Jones freak out. This is, I mean,
what I saw, this guy is like, do you think he's for real?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he actually believes the alien stuff?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Can you be, is it possible to be that?
I mean, he looks like he's like a WWE kind of wrestler type.
Oh, here it goes.
Here we go.
I think that was just after.
Wait, hold on. Actually, this is probably, I think, during it.
You gotta turn.
This is what happens when you're running.
Amen. For late term abortions, you think that shit's real? You think that shit's real?
Voted Monday to keep it legal.
Who would do that? Who would do that? Who would campaign for that? That's the most.
At what point did he pull a bicep?
Right here. Fucking admit they're fucking killing already more kids. So you're telling me it isn't real when they had a fucking vote in the goddamn fucking Senate?
That's a conspiracy theory. That's a conspiracy theory. Yo.
Are you like really out of shape when you pull a bicep doing
no,
that?
No, I don't think you can be in shape enough to handle that level of fucking energy, dude. His head looks like it's gonna pop off, bro.
The first, my first
I don't
reaction
know, might be a shtick.
No, I don't think it's a shtick, dude. No? My first reaction, I go, Spencer, how do we make him do that on Impulsive?
Show. Oh,
we have to trigger him. He's coming up. By the way, Alex, I know you see this. We want this. We want this, Alex.
You think you're fucking tough? You're about to get it. Bullshit. They're killing already born babies. Stop fucking lying.
Joe's loving it. He's like, this shit's going viral.
I feel like compared to him, I'm going to be your worst guest ever.
Not possible.
No, we've had some real shitheads on here.
Some speed.
No, I'm just kidding. No, the guests have been great. Yo, so how you doing? How's life, man?
Good. Just got back from the East Coast.
Well, what were you doing in the East Coast?
I moved out of California.
You're gone.
But I still have a place here, but my residence in Miami now.
Got you.
You're
New
in
York,
Miami?
Manhattan, Miami. I kind of do what I call a slow rotation. So I go Miami, New York, LA, and then London.
London?
I have offices in four places.
Why London?
It's the hub of Europe, man.
Yeah,
more people than America. Big economy.
And it's the real estate capital of the world.
Although it's in a bubble.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I told people it was in a bubble like 3 years ago, and now it's bubbling. It's done.
Bubbling up.
You said you had three guys coming in, and I was like, yo, are they your security? The one's in a suit. Hey, who the fuck are those guys, Ty?
We got one. One's a lawyer.
Yeah.
Why is he
one's
here?
Video. One's Maya. Just to make sure I don't say anything crazy on here. He'll start waving his arm.
Will he wave it down?
Yeah, he'll wave me down.
Just do what you saw Alex Jones
do. If I pull a
do.
Bicep.
You ever
I'm
seen-
not talking on late-term abortion. Like, not my.
Ty, you ever seen that guy outside of a suit before? He strikes me as the kind of guy that goes to bed in that thing, dude. Wakes up in the morning in case somebody argues with him at breakfast.
He's nodding yes. He knows. T-shirt. I do sleep in this.
I brought him when I was on H3H3 and David happened to be there, and they turned it into a whole like thing. Like I follow people around my lawyer, so I said I got to keep it up.
No, I mean, look, I get it. You're running a big business. You're making a lot of racks. You never know when your lawyer's gonna need to throw down some racks verbally. Anyways, if you guys do not know Ty Lopez, you may have seen him in this video. This is one of your biggest videos.
Yeah,
the
garage.
Infamous here in my garage.
Here in my garage, just bought this new Lamborghini here.
I should have brought
it. Fun
that
to
one.
Drive up here in the.
I heard your car pull up. The low. What did you drive today?
No, that was just for. I should have brought this one. It's actually in the garage. I still have it, but the battery died last night. It's been just sitting here for like a month when I've been gone.
You I heard you pull up. I was like, it's got to be Ty in the hypercar. But I first saw this. It was ran as an ad.
Yeah.
On a video.
And yo, I'm just like any other millennial, like fuck ads.
Right.
Skip that shit after the first 5 seconds. But yo, for some reason, and this is, I'm not just saying this, I watched the whole goddamn thing.
Sucked us in.
And now the video is what, like 70 million views or so.
Yeah. And more if you count, because they don't count all the boosts that we did. It's been, it's like at like 400 million views total.
Why did this work so well? Why did I sit there and watch you talk about cars and books in your garage for 3 minutes?
Probably partly luck on my part. And some of it's, there's a lot of psychology in there. It's got, you know, I knew my target audience was guys. And I once did a little, you talk about polls.
Fucking bros. So stupid. We're so dumb.
What, let me ask you this so question. I got a poll for you.
God damn it.
A badass car walks by or a beautiful girl. What do you think turns more men's head if they're like at a cafe out on Sunset?
I got to stop you. You said a badass car walks by.
I'm just
curious as to how exactly that's going to happen. No, I
would look at that car because I'm like, why the fuck is that walking?
Ask me again. You fucked me over with the semantics.
Speed.
Is there an answer?
Badass car drives by. Hot woman walks by. What turns more heads men-wise? I know the answer with women. Women look at other women. They ain't looking at a car.
In theory, I think the girl. In real life, the car.
I think the car, because I feel like in LA there's a lot of beautiful women, but cars are more
rare.
Cars
are awesome. Cars are awesome. If you're in like,
what would you do?
My answer would be dependent on the place. If I'm in Miami on Collins, every car that drives by is a Lambo.
Okay.
If I see a real hot girl walk by, I'm gonna go to the girl.
Okay.
Normally in like normal place America, I think it's gonna be the car. It'll be the car every time because they've never seen a Lamborghini before. Everybody's seen a hot girl.
Yeah. See, I grew up broke. I never even saw a Lamborghini prior till I was like 20, 21.
Where'd you grow up, by the way?
I was born in L.A. My dad was in prison in L.A. I was supposed to be he's from Harlem. And then lived in San Diego for a little while and then went to North Carolina. Mm. And so lived in a mobile home there growing up. And
$47.
That's right.
I heard it. I know it all.
You got the couch. That's pretty good.
Oh, I did the research. I mean.
So the marketing works a little bit.
I mean, bro, it's not even just like I did the research. You say it in every video.
I forced it. I like it. It's a little subliminal.
So, well, no, it's not.
Not even subliminal. No, it's not.
But I was going to ask you.
But there is a lot of subliminal there.
I know it. I want you to explain it, though.
Okay.
Because you're beginning to say the theory here is.
So there's scientists say there's about 25 cognitive biases that make us decide anything. We think we're making these decisions, but it's all subconscious. So one of the biases there is authority bias. Like status. So for most of the world, forget LA. Most people don't live in LA. Somebody pulls it up in a Lamborghini. They've done all these studies. At a four-way stop, the nicer car can go out of turn and nobody honks. And I've noticed that. Like sometimes I'll drive Maya. I had a little Honda Accord. My cousin's here. And I'm like, man, people are rude. But then you drive nice cars, you have this kind of status. Subconscious. People don't necessarily go. But no one honks at you. I've actually done an experiment. I have an Aventador. You take that thing and you just stop at a red light and turns green and just stay stop. It's 10 times longer till the first person honks.
No fucking way.
So there's authority there. Then I know that people don't, if you show off too much, people get mad. They call it tall poppy syndrome. People want to tear you down. So right away I pivot to go, you know, what's more important than just the car.
Motherfucking books.
Yeah, it's books. And books is something, I have this theory. I call it the sell something people's grandpa bought. It's very hard to sell new things, but everybody's grandparents bought houses. When I talk about business, number one thing to catch people's attention is I say, real estate made the most millionaires in the world. Everybody resonates with that. Like, yeah, okay, I should get into real estate. But if you say to them, digital marketing is big. See, nobody's grandparents did that. So it's like, another one of our biases is we don't like new things. We're risk averse. That's the word. So I switch over to books. Which people resonate because 90% of people you meet, if you say, do you think there's a book out there you should read that you've been procrastinating on? Everybody goes, damn, yeah, I had this book. And, you know, so I just keep pivoting and I talk about a lot of stuff. I talk about backstories are important because people automatically assume I'm from, you know, Hollywood. And so, yeah.
Well, you make yourself extremely relatable when you talk about your backstory and you say you had $47 in your bank account. You were sleeping on a couch in a mobile home.
Yep.
And then also there's a sense of hope that you give people that one day this could be them.
Right.
And you do a nice thing where you say, this is not a get rich quick scam. Like it's going to
address the issue that's on people's mind right away.
Yeah. So, okay. But so you've been asked this question
yep.
a thousand times over yep. and over again.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to know.
Yeah.
Ty Lopez, are you a scam artist?
It depends on what you define as scam. I always tell people, anyone who accuses me of that, I just look at them and say, you're already so deep in the scam, you don't realize. $200,000 was spent on you in public school. You came out at 18. What did you know? Nobody don't teach you how to do taxes, how to buy your first house. Nothing. They don't teach you sales and negotiation skills. Every single thing we should learn in school. So $200,000 a student is being spent. That to me is a scam. Then college, I just read $1.2 trillion in college debt. In fact, they just published that the reason housing market's bubbling up and, or we could say is even popping, people in too much debt. My brother got it. Here, okay, let's talk about this scam. My brother, well, let me not bring my brother. He'll get mad. But
some guy. I
have six brothers, so I can always.
One of my brothers.
Yeah, my brother might be watching. I don't know if he's watching this.
No, he does. He's subscribed.
He's a subscriber.
Hit that subscribe button.
Jacob, subscribe. So I met somebody. I said, what's your degree in? They said, I went to a good school, $20,000 a year, $80,000. I said, what'd you get a degree in? English. I said, let me get this straight. What's your first native language? English. So you spent $80,000 to get a degree. Somebody, talk about selling snow to an Eskimo. Now, I know you could say, oh, well, you're going to be a writer. Hemingway didn't have an English degree. That's a new idea. Shakespeare didn't have an English degree. You learn to write by writing and by being around writers. You learn business by being around business people. The whole, my grandma's 101. That's why I'm back in California, by the way. She turned 101. I was there at her birthday this weekend. When my grandma was born, they were doing reading, writing, arithmetic exactly like today. Nothing's changed in the school system. So am I a scam for going on and saying, you want to learn how to be an entrepreneur? I'll teach you what I learned as an entrepreneur. Hmm. Yesterday, the valet, I was down in San Diego with my grandma. The valet came up to me. I go to this hotel sometime. He goes, Ty, I want you to know, finally graduated from college. I spent whatever, $30,000, $40,000. I'm in debt down in San Diego State. I got a marketing degree. And it's weird what you say. Not one class on social media, even though digital marketing, social media marketing. So he said, I think I got ripped off. I said, try to get your money back, baby. And the definition of a scam, I've had 100% refund policy on every product I've ever put out. College, zero. You can get a refund. At Walmart, you can get a refund without bringing a receipt. They were like, you know what? If we don't give you a good product, you can get your money back. School, nothing.
And it sucks you bring up Walmart.
They just got rid of their greeters.
They just got rid of their... That's a scam.
Big, it's a big...
It was a scam.
It's a big thing right now.
I'm sad, though. I mean, side note, it was so great to be greeted by this 80-year-old elderly lady.
And by the way,
they do that?
I don't think it happened yet. There's been a lot of outrage about their decision to do it. I'm not sure that it's happened just yet.
Well, I was pretty outraged when they got rid of the stickers. Did you guys get those? Or do they still give them?
Well,
the smiley stickers.
Oh, really?
At Walmart.
Yeah. I'll be honest. No, I don't go to Walmart much. I respect the model. I love what they've done. They've done a great job.
Walmart.
The shit you see at that store.
Yeah.
We've seen people start whole shows on it.
I mean, a woman give birth in Walmart.
Oh, it's mind blowing.
You saw that?
Yeah, mind blowing. Absolutely. Dude. She was in aisle 12.
Damn.
Hey, what was that like? First off, real quick, are you just going to skim past it because it was graphic?
No, it wasn't graphic. I'm so numb to everything. I was like, oh, this lady giving birth in Walmart.
And you just went to the next aisle. You're like, oh, yeah, my bad. It's 13 that I needed to be in.
So, sorry, I was looking for the produce.
Hey, Ty.
That is a baby.
Hey, Ty, that video that's got 400 million views on it, what was your objective of that video?
66
what was,
here, just to be clear. But
yep.
If you look in the back, yep. Analytics, yeah.
What were you trying to, what was the objective to get the viewer to do after watching that video?
I had launched this little thing called the 67 steps.
Yep.
I built, to train my employees, I built this little thing. 67 things you need to know that I learned from, I had 5 millionaire mentors. I never met a millionaire until I was in my 20s. And I met this guy, Alan Nation, Joel Salatin, Mike Steinbeck, all these guys. And they started training me in stuff that I didn't learn in school. So then I started hiring people.
Here in my backyard.
Oh, there we go. There's a different one.
No, because
I just had the mountain. You just had the mountain pop up. That scared me.
I'm just curious because everyone wonders about your business. And then I was watching some of them today and you did the slickest bait and switch I've ever seen in my life.
I
want
to know. I haven't watched. I hate watching myself. So.
That's actually happened to me where I've just been going about my normal day. And then I hear in my backyard, I'm like, no, it's in my head. It's here on the set of Impulsive. No, check it out right here.
Okay.
You in a second when I'm not walking so much. And so every time, even to this day, when I'm under pressure, when you know, I'm not sure what to do. These three letters that my, I had five mentors that showed me this. This is the living room. I'll show you in a second. I got a little fish pond in there, but, oh, I'll show you the kitchen.
This one was controversial.
I'm going to be honest.
Wait, what's the bait and switch?
Hey, what happened here?
I think I marked the wrong time.
All right, anyways. So like, we'll probably
opening the door.
We might just cut that.
There's a lot of subliminal stuff.
Back to my question.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were trying to have someone watch that video and then click through to a lander, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
In order to purchase the program.
Yep.
And so
I had like a 1.5 hour free training and then I had a paid thing after that. Yeah.
Right. And so, You are clearly a master when it comes to the art of the sale. You're a master at it.
I said sales master.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
anthropologist. Oh no, archaeologist.
I guess like my question is, I'm just trying to understand. Like, I've seen so much of the outcome of what can happen if someone follows your program, but I don't think I know enough of exactly what the program exists, how it works. Right.
Yeah.
And I work in social media and work in digital content, media buying, and so on and so forth. When Billy Bob from Tuscaloosa sees your ad, right? And you know, they're 46 or in their trailer home and they're trying to figure out what the fuck they're going to do with their life, right?
Yep.
And they see you walking around your mansion and next to your 18 Ferraris and shit. What and they buy your program for $497 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
What is the next step? What are you teaching these people how to do?
Yeah.
Once you've gotten them to buy the program.
I got 10 different programs. The most successful in 2016, I launched this SMMA. Social media marketing agency. I actually trademarked it now because it's kind of become a word. And it just teaches people how to take their phone, laptop, walk into local businesses and say, yo, Mr. Dennis, Mr. Doctor, let me run your Facebook ads for you, get you customers. Dude, that thing of all the programs I've ever launched, and this is not even me trying to boot, I get crazy amount of testimonials off it. And part of it, it's like, honestly, I think more than most people who buy a course, that's a 4-month course, only go for like a month and they fade. But a lot of people, that's all they need. They just need a catalyst like, yo, here's an idea. And they figure it out on their own. So I don't really take credit for people's ideas. In my life, you need catalysts. You need to see, like you said, you got to see that all the news says is the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting left behind, which is probably true. But what are you going to do about it? I mean, if you can't beat them, join them. That's what I always say. So when you begin to see that, like, maybe it actually works, a lot of people figure it out on their own. So the courses, there's a lot of material. Like the SMMA has like 100 hours of training. And I only do like 5 hours of it. I just bring in people who have agencies teach it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I keep on my phone right here. I keep a little WhatsApp group. I think we've got, just on this phone, I keep like 2,000 people who have sent in screenshots of stuff on just that one program. So
how many phones you got?
Oh, dude, I got like 14 phones, I think, like that. But only two that I use for like my phone number.
What is your website traffic like? It's popping?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I look at my watch time, man. That's the only metric
the
care
most
about.
Important metric on YouTube.
You agree with that?
It fact.
Okay, good. Because people that's all make they care too about. Much about views. A view can be 30 seconds.
No.
Minutes I care about.
No,
so I'm like almost at 2 billion minutes watched, something dope. Like that. But you probably crazy numbers on that.
Man, I don't even know. But yeah, I know watch time is the most important.
Yeah, just look at watch minutes.
YouTube, they want people to stay on the site. You know, like, sure, you can get a view. I could be there for 10 minutes or 10 seconds and it's a view. It doesn't count. I really want to find this fucking...
You're going to find... What's the bait and switch?
It's the greatest thing I've seen in my life.
My stuff has been so analyzed. This is a new... I'm like, you must have...
Found something that no one else has seen.
I know. This one got like H3. H3 got super mad about this. He said this was...
He gets mad about everything.
He said this... But now we're friends. He said this was on Zillow and it was rented for a day. That was like a theory for like 3 years. Then he came over to the house and I told...
Was the house rented?
No. I've never. So this one is lease. I lease on some of my stuff. This is my theory because people ask me this. I buy personally real estate, mostly land. So I just bought like 700 acres to develop last year. I don't love buying houses. I like to lease them. This is Beverly Hills, but I've been in there since August 2015. The whole theory was like I rented it for a day. So here's my life, but it was all fake. But
yeah,
like,
I heard that.
But leasing, you want a lease, man. You get more deductions on leases. Run shit through your business. People could not fathom that. They're like, ah. And now with Airbnb, people are like, oh, yeah, you can have money and just not
promote. You still have this house?
Yep. I came over from there today. But what I told him, he's like, Zillow. It's on Zillow. You can rent it for $8. So, you know, he's got a massive following. And just people were going crazy.
They're a cult following.
It's not massive. Yeah. It's very culty. It's that Reddit community.
Yeah, and I knew it. It was like came. That's the only time someone's ever made a hate video that I woke up like, whoa, what? I mean, H3H3 had pull with that, whatever it is.
Oh, yo.
The weirdos?
He made a hate video on me too. He made fun of me being colorblind.
Are you really colorblind?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, except in the video that he made fun of, which is why it was such, I mean, his content was great.
Right. He's funny, man.
He's hilarious.
His Mark Zuckerberg roast is probably the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's dope as fuck. He's actually going to be a dad soon, which is cool. But I exaggerated it in the video.
Right.
Just like, I know, trying to tell a good story. Really am colorblind, but yeah, he roasted and toasted me.
But I told him, I said, pull up Zillow for the White House. I told him, Ethan, every house in America is on Zillow.
Zillow, those motherfuckers.
And then he was like, oh, okay. So we've kind of become friends. I mean, we're not close friends, but we talk and we text. And he had me on his podcast.
I did see that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, if you found a new thing to roast that even H3H3 couldn't find, I am impressed.
It's not a roast. It's
a pivot.
Forget
all that. I'm going to give you these three things. Actually, I'm going to do it on my website.
There you go. Is that it?
I mean, listen, that's not a bait and switch. That's just, listen.
It drives traffic.
I know, but it's like, it's such a marketing tactic. Wish you would do it like you would do it a little more obvious. You know, more like three things just sprinkled throughout the video. Then like, all right, here are the three things that I'm going to show you now on my website and the link in the description. I get it. By the way, I get
mad that my ads are too long. So if I would have, the three things is an hour long talk. If I would have had it, this was like 15 minutes.
Oh, it is an hour long.
So you know what I learned, man? I don't know if you ever heard this little stupid fable, but you know, a guy and his dad walk into town to sell their farm stuff, and they got a donkey, and the son's riding on the donkey. People walk by and say, what kind of son makes his dad walk? So the dad feels bad. Dad gets on the donkey. More people walk by, and they hear him whispering, what kind of dad who's strong makes his little son walk while he rides? So they both feel bad. They're walking next to the donkey. People walk by. They go, what kind of idiots got a donkey and nobody's riding it? So they both get on the donkey. Some PETA people come by and go, what kind of mean animal cruelty people are riding on a donkey? So they get to town on the bridge and they're both carrying the donkey. And it's so heavy that when they go across the bridge, they tip and they fall and they both die. And the moral of the story is you can't please all the people all the time. So when I do a video that's an hour and a half, people are like, dude, I was going to watch, you know, a cat video on this stupid motherfucking Thai hour and a half thing. Okay. But if I do one that I pivot them off to my site so I don't disturb Logan Paul's like the greatest bait and switch in the history of mankind.
Look how slick it is.
I'm going to give you these three things. Actually, I'm going to do it on my website.
All right. This is my new. I like it's like jujitsu. You wrestle, man. Moves make big changes.
Look, I get it, bro. And you're successful and it fucking works, bro. So I got to respect it. I gotta respect it.
To his point, like you're clearly a marketer. You're a born marketer, right? And I think you do a great job.
Like when, not to interrupt you, just
you did though. Not fucking going. What do you got? It's like I'm all ears, man. I wasn't saying anything.
It reminds me of like a hungry dog, you're like, you want the food? You want the food? And you just, and the dog's like, I'm gonna get the food. And they go to like take the bite, and you're like,
I just pull away.
And then you keep doing it over and over. And then when they go to get it, you throw it to your website.
The food's over on my website.
Anyway,
you know what? If that's the worst thing I ever get accused of, I ever got way worse.
Listen,
I've had Illuminati. I get Illuminati a lot.
Why is that bad?
There's a huge video. This dude, I don't know if it's still up. Apparently, when I talk, sometimes I go like this. So he was saying I was making this Illuminati. So I went with it for like a year, man. I would always make sure to do it. And this guy built like a little cult following, you know, Illuminati. That's when I said I did the Twitter poll. Am I in the Illuminati?
60%.
I'm pretty sure people in the Illuminati don't do Twitter polls. Just a little theory of mine is
reverse psychology.
You're automatically kicked. I'm not in the Illuminati. I don't think it actually exists, man. I'm not a big concern. I'm not like Alex Jones.
Watch your biceps. What are you gonna say? Sorry, guys.
No, you're good. So like I was saying, marketing clearly your strong point. And listen, like I don't want to call any of this a scam.
Yeah.
You're a member of a group of entrepreneurs that are doing this across the globe. Yeah. Watch me talk for a few seconds, suck you in, dump you off at the website, spend some money, and maybe you learn something, right?
Yeah.
I don't call that a scam.
Yeah.
What I do question, and I want to better understand, is where did you find your qualifications in life? And that's, this is not a sarcastic or ignorant question. It's just curious.
I got thick skin.
Yeah. To teach people about the art of the sale, business, and train people in entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Just because I just don't know. And that's, so I'm just curious.
Yeah. So unfortunately I don't have that many classic qualifications. I went to NC State for like one class, then I didn't have enough money. So I was working at a little cafe, making like my first paycheck was like $80. I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna pay for it. That was when I was back on the couch. And then a guy hired me. I had spent some, believe it or not, I've done some crazy stuff. I lived with the Amish for 2.5 years and I lived on a farm.
I was going to ask you about that.
So I came in and I launched a little company, a consulting company. And I knew a lot about farmland. And I got one customer out of New Zealand, a guy, Gary Townsend. He said, I need to buy a dairy farm in America. And I live in New Zealand. So I wrote I didn't have a laptop, went into the lab, pulled up a little computer, wrote a 2-page thing. I told him basically buy in Missouri. I had just come back from a trip. And so he said, I'll send you my normal consulting fee. And he sent me 10 G's.
Damn.
And I'd never seen 10 G's in my life. And I had just gotten that $80 paycheck. And I said, I think I'm gonna go with an entrepreneur. So I dropped out. I dropped out of NC State. So my qualifications for him was just knowing stuff. And I think, man, deep down, look, even now, people that I always say, there's Friedrich Nietzsche, the philosopher, said,
yep,
the mind's an impenetrable fortress. You only learn about it through friends and enemies. So I do listen to my critics and haters, and I have this theory. Whatever your haters will compliment you on, that's an actual skill. So if they go, Ty is a scam artist, but he's pretty good at those YouTube ads, that I consider my qualification. So whatever they say, and so a lot of the stuff that I teach people, believe it or not, is like, don't even listen to me. I mean, 67 Steps is all about Warren Buffett and business people that I've learned out somewhat through reading. And a lot of the stuff that I teach, look, it's like a book, man. A book, you pay, let's say a textbook's $200-$400 or a regular book's $30. What are you paying for? You're paying for our author to write down stuff. Are all authors hyper qualified? No, you buy the book because you resonate with it. I do.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Basically, it's an online book. So I do videos. I have never written a book, even though I love books. Does it make me qualified? I mean, what makes Malcolm Gladwell qualified?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's a good question. I think...
What do you think? I mean, what would make somebody qualified?
I agree with you. I don't think classic qualifications are the only way to qualify or verify yourself nowadays.
Right.
And so I've taken SMMA. I've taken.
Oh, cool.
And
okay.
So
yeah.
And so I took it probably years ago.
Yeah, launched October 2016. Yeah. You probably in there early.
And so there was a lot of good learning in there.
Yeah.
Like the thing about it is I think where people get steered wrong is the disclaimer that says these results aren't typical.
Yeah.
but every video either has a jet, a hot model, or a Ferrari.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But what if that's my actual life?
And listen, and it is.
Hell yeah.
And it is. But and so before this
interview. You know about it.
Must be nice.
You got the same life. He got a bus with spikes on the hubs.
Ty, can you next
that course? Is next level ball. That's better than any hot girl in a jet. I promise you. I'm going to get retractable spikes. That's what I learned from Impulsive so far. But hey, can I throw a counter
at you? Of course. And I think you should. Let me finish this.
Yeah.
Before I sat down with you, I was like, it feels like clickbait. But just like with Gun Girl, bring the AR-15 to campus. And just like a lot of stuff that people do from a clickbait standpoint.
She brought an AR-15.
AR-10.
AR-10. A lot of times the clickbait is what gets people to start talking about something. Right. And so when I came into this, I had a very certain thought, like this dude's just baiting people in with Ferraris and Lamborghinis. But I then asked myself sitting here, if you showed yourself sitting at a desk in an office or at a whiteboard,
no one gives a fuck.
That's right.
And so I think within 30 minutes, I've started to kind of turn myself around to this situation that you do have some pretty good stuff to teach.
What are the three rules? The three techniques?
Or do we have to go to your website? We got internet connection
just
right here.
Go right here. Here's the thing. One, I believe in edutainment. The whole reason the school system doesn't work.
That's what we like to do here on Impulsive.
We say that's the theme of this show is edutainment. Incredible.
I hit a good note
here.
Can I do that more often? Yes. Or do I ever get claps by just saying phrases that I didn't even mean?
Well, you're entertaining three monkeys right now. Ain't that difficult.
Or infotainment.
Edutainment. Yay. Good job, Ty. Nice one.
Anyway, I remember I had this party at my house and someone was a friend of a friend came and said, I'm a school teacher in like Compton here. I just want you to know, craziest thing. There's a kid in our class is troublemaker, comes from a bad family, gang, all this stuff. I saw him walk in the halls with a book and I went up to him and I said, the teacher goes, what are you doing? He said, that Ty Lopez guy says I can get a Lamborghini if I read. Yeah. So I'm like, so is that the word? Like, let's just say, I talked about this with HR. I'm like, let's say I push it a little hard. Is this the thing we want to outcry in modern society? That Ty Lopez, for sure, I can tell you, that I move more books that are not my own than any. I can show you on Amazon's algorithm. I changed Amazon's complete algorithm. You type in any book and it'll show you 20 unrelated ones that are straight off my website. Like they scraped it off there because they get so many sales. Is that my worst thing? And just to speak to this about this disingenuous thing, I don't know if you can you pull up my Instagram real quick? Yeah. I'll just show you something. Ty Lopez.
I've already got it up here.
Go down. I posted one of those 10-year challenge thingamaboopies. Go down a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. So
it's kind of cheesy.
With your first Ferrari, right?
Yeah, but this is my point. Right there, 10-year challenge. Don't ask me why we posted that picture, but so
you want to play it?
Yeah, it's the picture.
I got you.
So that one on the top, that was the first Ferrari I ever. That's, I think, 2008. I never posted a picture with a car, fancy car, first time 2014. So people go, did you get fancy cars to bait people? No, I had my first Maserati in 2005. I remember. And so I just post my life. The jet thing is much less about, I would put it this way. There's no people left on earth like that. What's that Will Smith movie where he has the Mustang?
Ooh, like, I Am Legend.
I Am Legend.
Go, yeah.
If I had nothing, no other people, I would still have, I'd walk to a Lamborghini dealership and just get one. I've liked cars. My grandma said I like cars at two. So my thing is like, is it disingenuous? I was in the nightclub business for a long time. A lot of beautiful women around. I'm like, so you have that? Like, I don't know. I feel like it would be fake if I got a Lamborghini, immediately put it on social media and became my whole shtick. But what if I got it in 2008 and posted my first video December 2015?
Which by the way,
January 2015.
A lot of people do that rent a Lamborghini, and they put it on social media and they try to follow in your footsteps of mentorship, which is whack.
Fuck,
and so I think also one other thing to your point about the kid walking down the hallway that you've, encouraged to read to get a Lamborghini,
which I never said you'll get a Lamborghini, but he took that
for
away.
Whatever reason. Yeah. I liken that towards something. Towards this new wave of cause-based marketing where some brands are only doing cause-based marketing in order to propel their brand higher, their revenue. And people say, well, it's disingenuous because they're only using recycled materials because it provides higher profits because people are excited about this. And you, and then I ask them, I'm like, but does it fucking matter? Like, right, they're using recycled materials now, right, and recycling bottles. So what does it matter if the end, get the end goal is revenue for the person? So I see what you're saying in that, and it makes sense.
I also think it's like, I think the whole problem in the world, like outrage society, Twitter, all this, is that it's a good book. It's not my book. Law of Human Nature by Robert Greene. I don't know if you know this guy. He writes all these crazy books, 48 Laws of Power, all this.
Yep.
So the theory that I live by is, man, people, Mark Twain said, people are like the moon. Everyone has their dark side. There's this thought that we discover Donald Trump did something wrong. I'm like, dude, politicians have been doing bad. You read 2000 years ago, Caesars. These people are dark sided at a high level. Every politician, I just read a book on that chronicled the finances of the last four presidents. Every one of them set up by law. They can't do businesses in their own name, but they can do it in their uncles and aunts. Obama did it. The Bushes did it. People coming out that Donald Trump did. I'm just going. And when it comes to me, I like, you know why sometimes I post pictures of like kind of what's the girls and jets and all that? Because people start looking at me like a role model. I'm like, I don't want that. Take that back, baby. I'd rather have people be like, Ty's a little bit of a shark. I'm like a businessman. This is business. This is the laws of the jungle, man. Like I said, my dad's from Harlem. It's like, I grew up playing basketball I went to North Carolina. I played basketball, won a couple state championships at one of the biggest schools in the U.S. And I'm like, man, I'm a little bit projecty, even though I got glasses on. And so laws of the jungle, man, you go in the jungle and you get scratched. And if you start crying about it, it's like, who cares? I think people need to toughen up in the modern world. And so if the biggest outcry is like, okay, Ty has a picture of him in a jet, I'm just like, how are you going to make it in this life if this bothers you? Even like Google ads, I'm like, I record a video the other day. I said, all you people who love content creators, like I've poured, at one point I was the biggest YouTube advertiser besides big brands. I don't know if I'm still there. I'm like, I've poured in 8 figures into all the people you, ain't nothing free in life except maybe love and family. Family, I mean, even love you could argue it. And I'm just going, why? People have been scammed. They think nothing's free. Google sells your eyeballs all day long. And so does Facebook. Shit's expensive in the world. So why are you mad at me? Like, why are you so thin skinned in this world? You're not going to make it in the jungle, man. This is a jungle out here.
And I think it partially comes down to, if you don't like it, don't watch it too.
There you
go. If you get sucked in and you're giving you money to you and you're perpetuating that, then you chose to support it.
And all my ads, remember, I don't run ads on my videos. I've never had a YouTube send me a check. I only send money to YouTube, Google, which pays out to all these people. So
one thing I'm really curious about, because I think part of that criticism, when people see the jets and the women and all that stuff, is like, it's already been done. Like a lot of people, it's all, you know, people see it all the time when it comes to money. Do you pride yourself in giving back to any degree? Is there any ways that you do that?
I mean, I don't know if somebody you should pride yourself, but I mean, look, one of the biggest charities in the world, I was the biggest donor, heifer.org. That's how I met Dwight Schrute. I become friends with Rainn Wilson. It's kind of, there's only a few reasons to get rich in this world. I'm going to tell you. One is to meet people that you were always interested to meet. Like I got to sit on Kobe Bryant's last three games. I sat on the end of the Lakers bench. They got this little seat.
You're always on the floor. You're always on the floor.
Yeah, but this was girls. These were crazy. No, this one I didn't bring any girls. These are $25,000 a seat sitting there. And I'm like, I told my friends, it looks like I almost was tempted to wear a Laker full jersey thing, because if it pans across, the camera guy doesn't know to stop. It's all these big dudes and it's like little tie.
You just got
to
be like, get ready.
But that's a reason to be rich. Number two, Warren Buffett said it right. Private jets. Private damn jets. Yeah. I mean, look. Now Uber, you could get a nice black car. Even cars are outdated, but jets, I don't like airports, dude. It's traumatic. And I travel. I have offices in four places. You got to get on a go through the airport. It's a nasty. So I'm unapologetic for the jet thing. Now, women is a controversial subject. So, you know, it's one of these ones. I don't even know. All I know is that life isn't fair. And don't get mad at it. If you can't beat it, try to join it. And, you know, I was on, you know, Adam Carolla?
Yeah, you should have Adam Carolla. This is the fastest.
From the Man Show, right?
Is that? Yeah. At one point, like 2012, he had the biggest podcast in the world. But he told me, he said when he was little, when a guy drove by in a nice Cadillac, his dad would say to him, say, if you work hard, you work smart, that'll be you one day. Now it's like, fuck that guy. And I'm going, are we really better off? I think entrepreneurs will save the world. I think Elon Musk is going to do better than all the governments combined. And make no mistake, Elon Musk cares about money. I'll tell you this. I've never met a rich person that isn't hyper-competitive. And no matter what they say about charity, they're in it for the money. And it makes sense. Just like I've never met a basketball player that doesn't deep down love basketball. You know, Michael Jordan had that clause that said, love of the game. They couldn't restrict him. And off season, he'd go play on the streets because he said, I love the game. And so you're asking me about giving back? Yeah, I've given crazy. In fact, the IRS, I gave so much. I'm not going to go into this whole thing because I want the IRS mad. But the IRS was like, I don't believe you gave this much to charity.
You got audited for your contributions?
Yeah, it's not an audit, but it's, hey, I don't believe you. You got to prove and go back through the trail. But I don't like to talk about that because then I feel like disingenuous. I do some public giveaways. I gave away 12 cars in 1 year.
Yeah,
and
your Instagram
stuff.
Bio says give away cash, cars, and laptops. Hey, man, can I get one of those?
I'm going to give you a bus with spikes. That is
hey,
the best.
I'm actually going to sell the bus, dude.
You on it?
Yeah, how can we legally give that away?
I think there's a statute in Beverly Hills that if you put that they will not let you put that.
What?
A bus in my front yard.
Really?
You can't put cool buses in.
You can't put a cool bus.
No problem. Yeah, that's not.
I'm
a
just
bus.
Gonna.
Cool
I have
bus.
A neighbor that doesn't like me. I'm just gonna like park it in front of there. How do you think that go, David?
The lawyer's not happy. I got one note quick on the jet before we skim past that. Yeah. Just you know, as someone who likes the planet and the environment, is it sustainable that we all have private jets? Or are we moving towards a sustainable jet?
No, that's what I said. This is like my thing that like you got to have one or two things in life you cannot defend. You're just like, this, I cannot defend it. Although my only defense is some of these people are working on jets that'll be able to fly with some kind of sustainable fuel. But it's not here. Right now, it's probably wrecking the planet. But I will tell you this. I just bought 500 acres and put it in conservation. It can never be developed. And I've got Audubon Society, one of them. So I try to offset it. My point is like,
yin and yang.
At best, I tell people, this is my theory, 50-50 rule. At best, you're 50% living for other people. I've tried where I try to do like my whole life is for other people. What happens is you demotivate yourself and you don't do anything. And I've tried it where I live too much for myself and society pushes back on you. So I feel like, there's no saints, man. Donald Trump ain't a saint, and Obama wasn't either. And I interviewed Hillary. I promise you she was. I mean, no, you just go down the line. So at best, you get a politician or you get a role model that 50% cares about it. That's pretty hard to be 50%. And all these people that say all this stuff, I just go, you really care about the environment? You really care. Okay. $20 will take a kid in Africa and basically sustain him from malnutrition to life per year, $20-$50, let's say. So all of us, I got an extra $20 that we spend it on something stupid. We could be more altruistic. Like, who are you going to pick on? Bernie Sanders, man, the AOC, these people, she got $180,000 salary. She could take a $40,000 salary, live on that comfortably, and sustain 1,000 people in third world countries feeding them. So I just learned, man, stay away from people that pick on and say, you are not, you're not good for this world. I mean, there are some people that are outright sociopaths, but most people are 50-50 or 60-40 or 37. And the people doing the most outcry, it's like the Jussie Smollett stuff. People that make the most news about how great they are, it becomes wacky.
Man, that.
So I'm no saint. So I've noticed my Instagram's like not controversial enough. It's like too much like, okay, business, that. I got my 101 year grandma and it got me giving money to that charity. And it's like, I need more like, what will make me temporarily like hated?
You want to be notorious? Like, you want to be notorious?
Yes. What do I do?
Talking to the fucking goat notoriety. Nah, seriously, bro.
I want to say
Go ahead.
I respect that transparency because I'm very open. I'm not afraid to offend people at any point. To be honest with you, I try to do my best to be semi-sensitive, but I'm not going to lay down for this new, you know, society we're moving towards where, you know, you can't drop a pin on the floor because someone's got weak ears and they don't want to hurt themselves. I'm not doing that shit
either. Thing?
No, but I'm just saying it's moving to that point. All right. And so, like, I respect your transparency and I respect the fact that you're willing to say, like, listen, like, I'm going to have the private jet. I'm going to have the fast car. I'm going to have the hot chicks. And, like, this is, here's a couple ways you might be able to do it. You might not make it, but, like, this is what I do with my life. And you're not ashamed of it. You know what I'm saying?
I think you own it more. Because I'm wondering if what offsets people, I think this is it, is that you play the part of being humble, and I'm sure you are, but it's also like, yeah, man, just donated some money to charity today, but drove through my Lamborghini Huracan Performante. Like, I think it's that back and forth that throws people off.
Right.
So I'm wondering if you just own
the bipolar.
Yo, I'm the shit. A little more.
Okay. Are you trying to talk him out of philanthropy right now?
No.
Like,
why would you say that?
I don't know. Just like, what are you asking? What are you asking him to do exactly?
Fight.
His question was, how do I become more notorious?
Oh, so you just mean just like own it. You know, I see that. Like, let me get your opinion on this. So, Catch Me Outside.
How about that?
God almighty.
So she's like, her and her mom, they came over to my house like 2 years ago and we did a little, what did we do a video on? Was it a giveaway or just a funny, goofy video with her? And man, people like, I watch her now. Like, she is like, has a massive following. And she did just what you said. She just like owns it. She's like, all y'all hoes. And I sometimes watch that and I was like, I messed up. When all this hate came out in 2015, I should have been like, fuck all y'all hoes. Cause I still got a Lamborghini. I still live in Hollywood.
No, do not do that. There's a difference between the two.
Should I have done 5% more that way though?
No, that was great. No,
you're not a moron. You know what I'm saying? Like, she has no redeeming quality whatsoever.
I'll tell you.
Like, literally, she can just go crawl in a hole and never come out.
I think she's smarter than people. My impression of her, and I only met her for an hour.
She's 12.
Yeah, she was 14 or whatever. Her mom was, they're like, she had a mom. She has a big bodyguard and all this stuff. She reminds me of the Kardashians. She's dumb like a fox. Like, she's dumb, but like, Kardashians... Sometimes I go, it's a little bit like, you know, my little thing of like, oh, and go to my website. Yeah. Like, okay, youngest self-made billionaire in history, Kylie Jenner, builds a company that legitimately built what Maybelline and all the makeup Revlon took 50 years. Yeah. She does it in 15 months. Like, is that a low IQ thing? It's like when people say presidents are dumb. I don't think Donald Trump's dumb. I don't think George Bush was either. And I don't think Obama was.
I think a lot of those people at a certain point, you just are smart enough to know you're dumb. And so you surround yourself by smart people.
Yeah. Or Donald Trump's like his whole marketing thing where he names everybody, where it's like low energy Jeb and, you know, little Marco.
Ding dong.
You talk about smart branding. You have a big platform and you give somebody a crappy name like Crooked Hillary. You need like a Logan Paul version of that where you just like name everybody. Can I not have low energy Ty? Or anthropologist tie.
Low energy tie.
I want to have
now. You can't.
Compared to the bicep rip action.
there is a lot of psychology that goes into what Donald Trump is doing. What you do. Like,
right.
Man, when I plug my merch, I plug my fucking merch. The goal is to get people to the website because it will drive sales. Like, there's a lot of psychology in what leaders do to get their agenda.
Right.
Done. But I noticed, I'm not sure if you do this on purpose, because Donald Trump does. He does a lot of mannerisms with his hands that are scientifically and psychologically proven to.
What's one that Donald does?
To open people up. He does this a lot.
Oh.
Gives people assertion and confidence.
Listen, I
saw
billions.
You do it in a couple of your videos, and I'm wondering, is there any hypnosis type of effect you're trying to achieve?
Or do you ever do this at all?
I'm going to start doing it. That's what I do. I should just
billions
do it more
billions and billions
overtly.
Of dollars in China. Lots of good things in China.
honestly, all the NLP guys ask me that. I've never taken an NLP class, but they say that I do NLP. So
you do, yeah.
I should do, and I should. But I'm afraid of like being more.
I think the more you know that stuff, it's just kind of like the slimier you get.
Yeah, you get like cheated.
It's like once you find out someone knows NLP, you're like, dude, get away, bro.
I've never. I get so many NLP people follow me like, dude, I know what you're doing. You're future pacing and dimensional. And I'm like, nah.
I think a lot of that's subconscious. I hate
that. I'm like, not actually, but maybe I am and don't know.
I think it's subconscious. I'm sure some of it, like they talk about body posture, like if I'm like this, I'm more aggressive,
right?
But, you know,
you know what, I don't believe I don't see need that thing where like if somebody's going like this a lot. I'll tell you, I just recorded some videos, some free ones, not selling on sales, and I was going, a lot of this sales stuff they teach, like, you never heard of mirroring? They tell you, like, if you're going for a job interview and the person you're talking to is like leaning forward, like you should lean forward. It's like one of the most old and traditional sales techniques. I just think it's BS because, for example, I do like to study people. It's probably one of my underlying, I have a mentor named Dr. David Buss, who is probably the number one evolutionary psychologist on earth. He wrote all the textbooks for Harvard and that. And so I do study people crazy amount. And anxiety is a big thing in the modern world. And if you start mirroring an anxious person who's like talking fast and like you just up the anxiety in the room. I'm like, no, do not do that. If you're like talking with a crackhead, you need to like lean back and like anti. So I think that so I don't study NLP, but I do try to pay attention to people. Cause at the end of the day, you know what I realized? Everything you hate and don't hate about life is people centric. I interviewed this guy, Matt Lieberman. He's a professor at UCLA. And he wrote a book called Social. He studied, 50,000 people with these sleep and dream things. He said, you know, you never dream about an inanimate thing. Very rarely do you have like the Indiana Jones dream where like a rock is rolling down at you. Usually, I always have this dream. I'm playing basketball back at my high school, Enloe in North Carolina, and they throw the ball to me like on a fast break, but I can't run fast. And the whole crowd, and I'm like slow, and they're laughing at me or whatever. And so at the end of the day, everything social, the biggest thing they don't teach you in school, forget sales, forget marketing, because that's all an outgrowth of understanding people. They don't teach people how to read people. And you ever heard of dark triad?
No.
Dark triad is like the three biggest traits. You got narcissist, Machiavellian, and psychopaths. And I built this little quiz, and I tested 250,000 people last year. It's insane what's happening in society. Like narcissism and psychopathy and Machiavellian is like a person who's sneaky. That comes from being bullied. The other two are genetic, like narcissists and stuff. And narcissism is up since 2000.
Are you a narcissist?
So when I do the test, I'm like right in the middle. I thought I'd be. So I'm like a 50 out of 100.
Why do you think narcissism's up since 2000?
Dude, there's so many theories.
I can tell you why.
You think it's
social media?
So that's a theory.
I don't think it's a theory. It's just a truth, man. Like people are just out there just putting out this, spending their days trying to put out this fake image of themselves and appear the best they possibly can and travel to the coolest places and be with the hottest girls and shit. And it drives this false belief in themselves and this false image that they're trying to portray to others, you know?
Also on the other end though, like what percentage of narcissism is healthy is like good. Like you kind of got to be a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So I think like at what point do these tests that are testing for narcissism, it's like 50% is probably actually pretty, like I'm 50. Guessing it's good.
What do
healthy.
You think, Logan? You met a lot of influencers.
Yeah.
You're the guy to ask. Cause Dr. Buss asked me, but you were more in the influencer circle. Do you think the average influencer, not naming any names, do you think they're crazy narcissists?
No. I don't think so. No. I'm also an optimist. I believe in people.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, no.
Have you met some that are just like this person's fucked up?
Oh yeah. I fear for their future. Cause you know, dude, social media is not gonna last forever. The longevity here is not long. I meet people who I can see are living in the present more than they should be thinking about the 25, 30 year old version of themselves.
Yeah.
But also maybe I'm a little biased. We do surround ourselves with great people. Everyone there that we've had on the podcast is fucking dope. Like I'm not going to have someone who's incredibly narcissistic on the podcast, but then again, maybe I am. So we can fuck with them.
Who do you think was the most narcissistic person we had on so far?
It's, I mean, probably JoJo Siwa. I'm joking. No one got the joke. She's the sweetest fucking girl ever. No.
I was like, damn.
No, of course not.
I was like, I love JoJo.
Did we have any that were...
Man, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, do we want to call out our guests?
Well, if they were like upfront about
probably
it.
Rice then. Probably Rice okay, Garden.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
But he knows it. He'll say it.
He admits it.
Yeah.
One.
How come some of them don't have names? Are they the least favorite ones?
We started doing it a little later.
This set is just evolving as it goes.
And slightly devolving. Yeah. But one thing I'm curious about, you talk about this, you brought it up actually in the beginning of the podcast, is this bubble that's coming.
Right.
And we've talked a little bit about education.
Sorry, I'm chatting on your website.
He's chatting on my website.
You got an open chat forum.
Maya, make sure that somebody answers this.
I asked them, hey, can I talk
otherwise
to Ty?
Otherwise, they're all fired. All right, get his see. Whole response team fired because he didn't respond on air.
They're responsible for laying off.
This is great.
Let's see how you create jobs. So we're talking about this bubble.
Okay.
What do you think this bubble looks like? There's so many people that have their inputs on it, but you know, as someone who's big into marketing, someone who's big into education,
what do you see? Like real estate bubble, or just like the recession, the next coming?
Yeah,
crash?
Let's talk about the crash everybody's talking about.
So I think it's coming sooner, but I had lunch with this guy that's way smarter than me. He's one of the head guys at BlackRock. They got $6.6 trillion. He told me 2026.
So we got some time.
That's what he said, but he says it's slowing down. But he's just big commercial real estate. It's already happened, dude. It's a pain in the butt to sell stuff.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. If you got some money and you some cash, the next 3 years are going to be good years. You can buy stuff for pennies on the dollar.
Look, Mark's replying.
Oh, okay.
Here we go, Mark. Let's go, champ.
Holy shit.
The best way to contact Ty would be to send him a message on his Snapchat. You can follow him on Snapchat at Ty Lopez. Please keep in mind he gets hundreds of snaps daily and may not see yours or reply due to his busy schedule. But don't let that stop you from messaging him. Good luck.
I'm surprised it didn't say, I can give you the answer to your question.
You can attach
for
something.
Three easy payments of $497.
We start charging for customer support.
Logan, can you attach a photo? You should attach a photo that you're with
him. Dude, I didn't even know you could do that.
Wait, I have a podcast. It's the number one podcast in the world. Can we get Ty on?
I don't know if they have a preset reply. I like them to use preset reply. Maya, add this to the new one. Preset reply number 6,000. When Logan Paul writes in about this.
What happens if you click the little paper clip? Yeah, if you can attach an image, you got to add.
Oh my God.
Send him an image right now.
Should we send him a selfie of us on the set?
Yeah.
Actually, it'd be like, actually, he's here right now.
My question is,
What's your question about your own website?
Who's Mark, Mom? Mom, I get Maya.
Mom. Who's Mark?
Mom.
You know, I read the number one thing when people are crashing that they yell out is Mom.
What?
Like in a plane?
Like a black box ship? People swear and say Mom. That's like Mom. The number one thing. Mom.
Oh, fuck, she got fired! Mom!
Damn.
Oh, shit.
He said that's an actual reply.
He said you need to send an email to events@tylopez.com for that concern.
Maybe I should just ask him here.
Hopefully that's the right image. Yep, we're good.
Send it.
I'm going to say, never mind. We got him here.
Too late.
Never mind. We got him. Where's the picture?
Here we go.
Oh, it's uploading.
Man, Mark's going to be thrown through a loop on this one.
Why? I give Mark a raise. Yeah. That wasn't bad. He could have responded a little quicker.
I'm so excited to see what
you should have sent a picture of me tied up as if like you kidnapped me. We should try a ransom thing with a new employee on their first day. We have Ty.
Viral video.
Kidnap Ty and then make a video saying the three steps to getting release back. Ty.
Bro.
Are found on loganpaul.com/
on our website.
Yeah, if you're asking to make some noise, I think you two should collab on something.
Hey,
yeah,
you guys
could stir the internet up pretty saucy-like.
Ty, would you rather smile in a Toyota or cry in a Lambo?
Oh.
You know this question. This is a big one. We've been talking about this in the house. I got feelings about it.
I mean, it depends what I'm crying over.
Oh, you're Logan.
That's funny. I'm a fan. Give that man a raise twice, Maya.
You're getting a raise, Mark.
It's gonna come in three easy installments of $4.97 a week.
Incredible.
Okay.
Hey,
that wasn't even scripted. Okay, I'm gonna say cry in a Lambo.
Why?
I had lunch with the guy who has the fifth highest IQ in the world. He told me, always be a 7, Ty. I said, what do you mean? He goes, if you're a 10 happy, the only way you can go is down. And if you're below 5, you're depressed. So just be a 7 all the time. So I feel like crying in a Lambo is like a 7. Like, because it's a Lambo, so it's like a 10. But then my crying brings it down to 7. So that's, I'm like a 7.
That's awesome. I actually like that a lot.
He's a pretty smart guy.
What was his IQ?
I don't know, but he's like.
His is 127.
Did he intend for you to morph human emotion with an inanimate object or no? Is that like say I was crying while eating a Big Mac. Is that a 2? Like, what's the cumulative, like?
Yeah, I feel like a Big Mac's definitely not a 10.
No.
You like the environment, right?
You're
like,
stooping pretty
McDonald's
low.
Like destroying the world way more than Ty Lopez. Trust me. Absolutely. There's like rainforest. They're cutting the rainforest down. Not my videos.
Yeah, that's true. I want to take a poll actually, because I'm curious.
Okay,
Danny, can you mark this down, this time segment? I want to know from you guys: would you rather smile in a Toyota or cry in a Lambo?
Can I do it on my Twitter real quick to get like a
That'd be awesome. Yeah,
let's get a pre poll. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we'll hear back pretty quick on
that. Dude, I think polling is the most underused thing in the world. Let me.
What do you use? I mean, you do it often, but what do you actually like?
So I like use it for everything from collect. There's a good book. I'm trying to remember the name, but basically, it's called Super Intelligence. It's one of books Bill Gates recommends. But there's 3 theories on what the future of artificial intelligence can be. One is we're gonna have big mainframe, massive computers that can do all this stuff.
Second, I thought you're gonna say boobs,
big boobs,
big old massive
boobs.
Hell yeah,
that will compute all things.
Yeah.
Second, cyborgs. Like, we're gonna mix. You know, like Google Glass was the beginning, all this. But the third one is collective intelligence. So what if you could take all 7 billion people and just like ask them any question, like, what should I name my? Should I name it Impulsive or Paul?
Yeah. Logan?
And the idea is that, like, if you connected all the brains, that even though there's some stupid people, they're offset. And that's basically the idea, by the way, of democracy, that, like, stupid people vote, but overall, I don't know how well it's working, actually. But so I think for Twitter, people don't realize I actually launch brands. Like, my whole thing is not just doing my informational stuff. Like, I launched a business in 2016, just got valued at $77 million. Me and my business partner, Alex, put $100,000 in. It's worth $77 million.
Damn.
So we like build other stuff. We have Walmart as a client. It's like a Netflix of books called Mentor Box. Little plug. But so anyway, what I was saying is, how do I name stuff? How do I pick logos? How do I get my next business idea? Tap in, especially you. You've got such massive amount of people, more than me. You can get crazy insight into stuff. Like, I've literally was going to buy a domain name premium. I forget what it was, for like $50,000. What was that? We were launching a snack business, organic snacks.
Love and snacks, by the way.
Love snacks.
Love snacks.
Ty Lopez, phenomenal. Would you consider yourself a snack?
Let me put that. That'll be a good Twitter poll. I'm going to do Illuminati. I want to see if people think you're an Illuminati.
Oh, he definitely is.
Do you think, how about this? Do you
initiation face.
Think.
That's the initiation face.
Logan Paul is in some sort of secret society.
Oh, I like that.
Because if I say Illuminati, people will wear.
On the note of polling, like, why, or when are we going to just be able to vote for shit off our phones?
Never. Yeah, like you mean like in
like presidents? Vote. Yeah,
never.
Like, it's so ever.
Well, I'm sure there's nothing that could go wrong.
Really,
with that.
Mr. Optimist.
Ever. Not never ever. Blockchain. That's where blockchain.
10 to 20 years, bro.
Probably never.
I mean, dude, think about how much more efficient that would be.
Yes,
and so
unsafe.
Like, all the people that aren't voting,
so unsafe. It'll get hacked, just like your iCloud gets hacked.
But
and
polling,
instead of nudes,
look at all the polls that, like, they manipulate the polls.
Do they?
Almost, yeah, absolutely.
Because Russia and Putin,
dude. Every election, like, you look at Bush. Like, Bush won. I mean, hey, that might stir up some.
You're done now. You're soy done. Boy all over again.
Soy boy's
hey,
back.
Hey, Ty.
Aren't you a Republican?
He's gone. He left the set.
Ty, do God you pay God. A lot? Do you pay a lot of attention to the super intelligence shit? Do you like that stuff?
I do. I mean, I think, dude, the world's getting smarter in some ways and stupider at the same time. It's like, but for sure, I mean, look, do you know this iPhone? This is an 8 Plus. I need to get the 10. This is way more, it's like 10 times more powerful than the first rocket that put man on the moon. That's crazy. Oh. And you can get it for $1,000.
Would you rather,
it costs like $1 billion.
Would you rather smile with an 8 Plus or cry with a 10?
Definitely smile with an 8 Plus. There ain't that much better about the 10.
All right, listen, the reason I asked, I spent some time with this dude. He loves this. I spent some time with this dude, RP Eddie. who works on super intelligence consulting for like Google and Facebook and stuff. And we asked him if super intelligence would have this super intelligent AI would have any remorse over wiping out human civilization as a whole. And his response was, when you're laying your foundation for a house and you see an anthill, do you stop and think about what the ants are going to feel like when you roll over it to pour your concrete? That's what he likened what super intelligence will do to the human civilization.
That's pretty shitty, bro. That's pretty
Terminator.
That's pretty
done, dude.
I feel like that sucks, but I feel like I've also been built and bred to fight in a post-apocalyptic time. Just, man, like, I don't get to use my biceps for anything. I got a big truck and a plow.
Just don't rip them on the podcast.
And
stuff.
No, I just like,
I have a plow and I have 13 horses.
Are you serious? Oh, that's right. You ride horses. You do.
Yeah, but I have big workhorse on my Instagram. I have enough, believe it or not, even though I have a jet, I got a big organic farm.
And, hold up. Wait, you have a jet? Do you own a jet?
No, I only charter.
Okay.
I don't, dude, let me give you advice. If you ever get money, do not buy a jet.
No,
here's why.
Yeah.
When you go short trips to San Diego, if you have like a G6, you never use any of the power because there's not enough up and down. So you use a small one. And when you get, you know, it's stupid. We live in the Airbnb is the world's largest hotel, owns no buildings. The world's largest taxi system, Uber, owns no cars. WeWork is the largest office. And so people come to me like, do you own everything? I'm like, no, because I'm smart. That's going to be my cocky thing. It's
like that.
Own shit that one of my mentors said, only own things that are buy low, sell high. Believe it or not, people are like mind blown like that. Why don't you own the Beverly Hills house? Because it's a $42 million house, it's not going to $100 million anytime soon.
Right.
I just bought a piece of land for $750,000. I think it's in the path of development. This one, few pieces I develop, if they already have to be developed, I bought for $750,000. I think it's worth $10 million right now. Like, there's appreciation. And that's, people don't get that. Outraged society is like, do you own everything? Like,
well, what do you think of?
Better than own is control.
What do you think about people who are cheating their way towards a luxury that you've earned by getting on these like new Uber jets, you know?
Dude, like they're smart. Hey, man, what is this stupid cliche? Don't hate the player, hate the game. Just like, dude, if you could, I look back at the stuff I had to do that was stupid and I'm just going, it's way better now. I will tell you this, because I know you have young followers. There is no time better. If you go back in history, there were certain times to be born that created more wealth. So people born in like 1840s, 50s, they were of the right age when the crash at 1890 came. So if you look at a lot of the people, there was a time rate where like Rockefeller, Carnegie, all the robber barons. Rockefeller was worth $600 billion in today's dollars. Yeah. Crazy money. You think Jeff Bezos is rich. So also a good time to be born was the late 1940s, early 50s. And that's when Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, they were all born at the same time because they came of age right when personal computing was big. Mark my words, I'm saying it. I haven't said this publicly. This is on Impulsive.
All
right. To be 18 right now, if your goal is to build a little kingdom, whether it's financial or just, I call it the good life, just like build an amazing life, not just all about money, but money's the fuel, right? You can have a Ferrari, good life. You ain't got no fuel. It just sits there in the garage. So it's insane what you can do. I'll just give you some practical examples. I love traveling the world. You can travel the world tax deductible if you have offices around the world. The problem in the past, like I've been in like 50, 60 countries. In the past, I wanted to set up an office. I used to live in Sweden. Okay, you got to sign a 5-year lease. Sucks. Okay, do I want to sign a 5-year lease in Sweden? I don't know how much I'll use it. Do I need a big office? Okay, now WeWork. By the way, I don't get paid a penny from WeWork. I don't really endorse, people think I endorse brands. I always say if I do.
I brought it up technically.
Yeah, WeWork, I don't make a penny, but I just got a 36-person office in Manhattan. I went there and I was like, taxes too high in New York. I'm not going to put 36 people. I called them like, can I reduce to 12? They just reduced it to 12 and I put the other 12 in Miami. And now I'm open office in 33 countries. You could do a pennies on the dollar now. WhatsApp. I run my whole business. People use Slack and all that. WhatsApp is free. I can do videos. So what I'm basically saying is like the tools that were available to Bill Gates in the late 40s was the beginning of personal computing. He became 17-time richest man in the world. And not just that, like Steve Jobs, they made a difference in the world. It wasn't just hurting the world.
Yeah.
If you're 18 right now, 20, you can build an empire with so much less upfront cash than ever. Social media, like I said, look at Kylie. even if you have 1/10 or 1/100 of the following she has, if you can get, if you can build a little brand, you heard of Movement Watches?
Yeah, of course. MVMT.
Dude, I was at a Laker game. I think, what year was that? 2016. These guys yell at me from the stands. I was like out of the floor, and they're like, hey, we're in one of your programs, like 67 Steps. We started this new company called Movement Watch. We want to get you involved. But I couldn't like go back off the floor. They just sold it for 120 mil.
Oh, they did sell?
Wow. 120 or 130. They built that thing
off the back of social and that's influencer. Right. That's it.
Wow. That's it. Look at Fashion Nova. That Fashion Nova dude,
massive.
I promise you that guy's a billionaire. I bet anything he's a billionaire right now.
He actually knows. He talks to him.
Yeah.
He's my friends. Yeah.
I'm saying, Logan, you need to get some, you got brand, build some brand. That's the best OG advice from Warren Buffett. Yeah, yeah. Build brand. Like the one thing I see people doing wrong with social media is influencers thinking too small. Build something that can build it to sell. Build something that can be scaled through the roof.
Yep.
I mean, merch is good as a cash flow builder, but
We're on it. We are
all over.
I saw you were tweeting at Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Maybe about this sort of thing. He said he needs help with business stuff.
Yeah, we've been talking. In fact, I asked his opinion. I was like, should I go on you know, Logan's call? He's like, show. He's like, yeah, I think it'll be good.
Fuck yeah.
Mr. Beast is G.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I called him. I had a talk with him the other day. He's coming on. I'm holding you to that, Mr. Beast, yeah. Jimmy.
And look, he's like 20, man. It's like
he's young as fuck. That kid's extra smart. I cannot wait to pick his brain.
Well, one thing about that is like, like you were talking about, our educational system doesn't really teach these things.
That's
it doesn't
right.
prepare the kids. So I love education. I'm super passionate about it. I'm making a documentary to bring awareness about it. What do you think, like, what's the percentage of degrees that you think are really actually legitimate? And I have another part to that question, but I want to hear from you.
All right, let me say something controversial. You know,
yes.
The number one thing, wait, have I been too boring?
No, I don't want to be a boring guest.
We great.
Love controversy. Set this,
I like how you talk about the pivot. The first second I'm on, he pulls up Alex Jones. I see what you were doing. You were like, Ty, don't get all boring business.
No. You know why? Because people love to be fucking entertained and they love to have fun. So if we can do both here, go for it. So why don't you say some juicy shit?
Plus a lot of business podcasts you get on, it's just the same thing.
Same shit.
We got to spice it up.
All right. So people go, what about doctors? You don't like colleges. What about doctors? I call bullshit. You know, my cousin, Maya's brother, is at UCLA as a doctor. It's not a college degree. He went 4 years or whatever pre-med. Then he went on a mentorship to hospitals working in the thing. That's not a college. That's not. So people go, Ty, you're saying people shouldn't go to college. Azusa Pacific has a billboard. When I landed in LAX, poor Azusa Pacific because I've been railing on them for a year. We looked it up. Okay, Azusa Pacific is like a small Christian college. 42,000 if you get the deluxe. Talk about upsells. You think they've got like, it's 34,000 and then this. And if we looked at, they have like the VIP platinum cafeteria plan. The whole thing's 32,000, not counting, I think, housing or maybe 42,000. Okay, what do you end up after you go 168,000 in debt? With an Azusa Pacific degree. So here's degrees that I think help you. Harvard. Not because of the degree. Because
of the name.
No, it's the social networking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Richest dude I've ever had one-on-one dinner. I had dinner with Steve Ballmer not too long ago. This guy's worth $42
billion.
Yep. Dude, it was irrelevant. He got the piece of paper at the end. Bill Gates and Paul Allen dropped out. They're richer than Ballmer. Ballmer stayed. The only thing that mattered is they met each other. Zuckerberg met his people that put the money in. So, and Harvard will help you because it's a badass degree. Okay? But it's not the piece. It's, you know, causation versus correlation. It ain't the college that's doing it because the kids that drop out do just as well as the people staying. Yeah. It's the network. And so, yes, medical degree is worthwhile getting. One, because you have to by law. But the second is because you go in the trenches with mentors. My thing, I would replace most of the school with mentors. You get yourself, you want to change your life, anything. Get a six pack. You do like, do you do jiu-jitsu?
I box now.
Yeah, box. You get a badass mentor. You become a box with Ricky.
Oh yeah.
Ricky been. I don't box as often as I should. But
oh, tight.
Yeah,
he's dope.
But are you seen Ricky's hands?
Yeah, he's quick as fuck.
You would not want to fight. Has he ever told you his street fight story?
No.
He's like, dude, I've been in 39 street fights because he grew up in like Nicaragua. And I said, did you win? He's like,
38 of them I knocked him out in a second. 39, I got knocked out. I said, what happened? He said, I tried to act tough. You know how you get mad and like pull your shirt off? Yeah. He's like, oh, you want to fight? You want to fight? He pulls his shirt off. The guy knocked him out while he had the shirt over his.
He deserved that. I don't understand why people take their shirts off.
No.
Why you do that?
If anything, take your pants off. That's a
100%.
100%.
Yeah. Throw them way off.
Yeah.
Are you going to – someone said you can do a UFC or something. Is that true?
Yeah. I want a UFC fight. It's on my bucket list.
Because you wrestled, right?
Yeah, I did. Yo, and like I'm boxing now. It's half a fight in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like I wrestled in high school and I did MMA for 4 years. Like I know my shit when it comes to grappling.
So you did jiu-jitsu. You got all the jiu-jitsu.
Got it all, bro. Like I'm good. I
saw Joe Rogan was like, I think Logan's better than – what's his name?
CM Punk.
CM Punk.
We're going to make that happen. Hey, Dana White, I'm coming for you, dog.
Has Dana opened up at all about that?
Nah, he will. It's good. Yo, I'm going. We are going to the UFC fight.
You and I, right?
Yeah.
No one else.
No one else. Maybe. Yeah, just us.
So cool.
Oh, shit.
I'm just kidding. I'm gonna figure it out.
Which fight are you going to?
Open my phone. Tyron Woodley, so John Jones, and
oh, that's coming up. What?
It's tomorrow. We're going
in LA.
Vegas.
Oh, you're going to Vegas.
That's why I was going to ask you to borrow your jet.
You're going to borrow it.
We're a bit tight.
I'll give you my jet broker's name. Hey, but here, think about jiu-jitsu. The way that jiu-jitsu, like the Gracies, is the largest sports family in history. They got like 40 active pro fighters. How do they do it? Easy. It's all like a mentor hierarchy. It's like you are under this family. Mm-hmm. That's how I think school should be. You want to learn how to do real estate? Find somebody who's done $1 billion in real estate, follow them around and be their little intern and get them donuts. Success rubs off on you, man.
One of the biggest things that I've learned about education is one of the people that I've interviewed did a really deep study and found that 95% of learning happens when you're teaching.
Really?
Yeah. So,
making you be like one of the junior teachers.
I think as young people out there or as parents, whoever, the number one sign to find out if you're really on the right path is how much are you doing some form of teaching or sharing? Because if you're sitting in a class and just being lectured to, like think about it, like doctors, for example, they have, I think, like one class that they have to take on nutrition.
Right.
So you're most being bred for a system. Yeah. And you're smoking on the break. Like most doctors are bred
and
to
doctors get
prescribe.
Paid. Doctors get, you talk, here's talk about a scam. Did you see this? That now these big pharmaceutical families are getting taken to court because it's been proven. They got the documents that they're telling people to overprescribe 5 times more. All this stuff,
this
opioid crisis is created by the pharmaceutical company. So where's the outrage around that scam?
Yeah.
McDonald's making it. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I definitely think we're complaining about the wrong things right now.
Yeah,
honestly, not to get in, I want to go to the audio version only, but like this Jussie Smollett situation that you referenced, like I don't think people realize how fucking actually dangerous that is and how far that sets us back.
Right.
Like, that's a real, real problem.
Yeah.
And we're whining
about
Ty
Lopez. Did you call
it
at the beginning?
I did not. It seemed legit to me. But I also didn't know the facts, maybe because there wasn't none.
See,
besides that he lied about everything.
Did you see, there was a meme. Can you pull up a picture of
the
two guys that.
What are you fucking kicking my chair for, guy?
I didn't mean to, bro, my bad.
No?
Getting really comfortable here.
No, you kicked my chair and you went like this. Yeah, I know we're way over.
Are we over?
No.
We got another one to shoot in about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I want to pull this meme. What's the...
Just like Jussie Smollett, the guys who attacked him. The two big guys.
Oh, I did see that.
I just saw the brothers. The reason I was... Early on, I saw somebody go, I knew it was a scam when it said he fought off these two guys. He's like, you don't fight off these two guys. You get mauled by these two guys. It's like, and then he just had a little teeny.
Big
if
dudes,
those two dudes came
big
for
dudes,
you,
you're done, bro.
Yeah.
I want to do a quick audio only Q&A. Okay. I want to ask you some juicy ass questions, bro. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Impulsive, man. Where can they find you on the social media?
@Ty Lopez on almost everything.
Easy work. All right,
I feel like he's going to find them. Through advertising,
we'll retarget you.
He's in your garage.
I am in your YouTube.
Absolutely incredible. If you guys are not subscribed, make sure to do so. Hit up that audio only Q&A right now, iTunes and Spotify. We'll see you next time. Take it easy, guys. Peace. Stay right there. Quick audio Q&A.
Okay.
Ty, can your next course teach us how to have sex with models? Please.
You can be the main teacher.
I'd be a good fucking teacher. I don't know.
That's just an ancillary benefit to the funds, though. You get the money, you get the...
I don't know if it's exactly like... I mean, look, this is how I go. You got to know what motivates you. I say 4 M's. Here's my educational thing. 4 M's.
There's only four things that motivate people. I've run this by every scientist. Only one guy disagrees with this, and I think he's wrong. Not to be cocky, but you said I should be more cocky.
Yep, so yep, yep. Like, you should.
This PhD, you should. He knows nothing. Nah, he's only devoted his life to the study of motivation, and I've done it for 4 weeks. No. First M is material stuff, money slash material. Second one, mating. Okay. Third one, momentum slash freedom. Fourth one, mastery slash status. Everything comes down to those four M's. Everyone's slight, and everyone I find has like a slight, like Hugh Hefner. He obviously was motivated, number one, by mating. Number two, I mean, he died with worth $150, $200 million. You look at Bezos, is clearly money one because he's been grinding away since 94. I tell people, figure out your M. And you don't have to apologize for it because most of it is genetic. Like, so for me, believe it or not, money's not my one. Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Not controversial, but there's a series of questions. I'll figure out what motivates you.
Oh, great.
I'm going to play Sigmund Freud here. Okay, if you had two choices, which one would you choose? You are Jeff Bezos rich, 100 bill now. So that's money. The second M you can't have, mating. In order to do that, you have to be celibate for 10 years. After that, you can go crazy.
I have to be celibate for 10 years.
And you automatically become Jeff Bezos, or you will just have an average income, 80 grand for the next 10 years, but every woman in the world will love you.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the mating one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not going 10 years celibate.
Hell to the no.
Okay. So we got that one superior to this. Okay. Number two.
Oh boy.
You're going to have all you women love you. You are like, who's the most loved guy right now?
Noah Centineo.
Jason Momoa.
Oh yeah, he's good. Yeah.
What about the guy that plays a guitar, Maya?
Eric Clapton.
Bon Jovi.
Eric Clapton's the guy that plays guitar.
The one in New York who's in his underwear?
Shawn Mendes.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's got nothing on Noah.
Okay. So maybe you got women. Back. Okay. Or. Mastery or freedom. You can have all women. They all love you, but you cannot leave 5 mile radius of this house for the next 10 years. Or
freedom.
You can just have average, you know, you can have relationships, kind of normal life, but you can go, you got enough money, do whatever, 50 countries, you just leave whenever you feel like.
Freedom.
Okay. So last one. So now we've identified more than mating is momentum freedom. You got momentum freedom versus mastery. Status. Okay, so now, in order to have this free life, nobody knows who you are. Okay, nobody. Your count on Insta goes to one. Your mom's your only follower. Anywhere you go, no one recognizes you as skilled at anything. But you're just like traveling the world, having fun. You got a girlfriend, or you can be known as like the most impressive person in a legitimate way, not like cheesy. Like you go play, but. You kind of live like you're in LA and you don't have much freedom, but you are like the man. You go into stadiums. The world comes to listen to you.
That.
Okay.
Mastery.
You know what I appreciate about that? That's the one people lie on the most.
Nah, I don't give a fuck. I had this conversation with someone the other day.
Yep.
Because it does seem a bit why do I do the things I do? And I always say this. It's fun to create. It's even more fun that it's received by a lot of people who love it.
Can I give you a 10 second piece of advice based on that? So taking the four M's, your four M count, top is mastery status. You want to be known as a master of the game that you play. Secondly, you are freedom. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to travel, do what you want. No one tells you, no boss.
Yep.
Thirdly, women. And lastly, money. You should set up, I may be doing this, man. You should set up like multiple offices around the world and just build out like that empire and go on speaking tours and all that kind of stuff.
I will eventually for sure. Yeah.
You're doing
I'm
it
in
right
the
here.
Zone right now, bro.
So you could use, all of you should do that at some point. It's talk about something they should have taught you in school. The two things I think are absurd. One, they don't teach you how to memorize things. I met this guy who teaches you how to do a memory castle. You ever heard of these? Mm-mm. All school does is make you memorize stuff, but there's not one class on memory. I call scam on that. Secondly, no one tells you how to know yourself. So here's what happens. You know, I think Hugh Hefner, I've gotten to know his son, randomly reached out. I was like, I follow you on social.
Yeah.
So he tells me about his dad. Hugh Hefner was one of the happiest people in the world. Why? Because I think he knew what motivated him, and he just like kind of stuck with it even when the world liked him or didn't like him.
Yeah.
And so like big thing they should have taught in school, humans are different, very different. And same at the same time. Know how you're different and just walk down that path for the rest of your days, man.
I love that. I love
that. That's kind of cheesy, but
No. It's true. It's big facts. And I know the people listening will appreciate it. Normally I'd ask more, bro, but what's your net worth, by the way?
Online it says 5 million.
I saw that.
I think that was 10 million, 10 years ago. I always say underestimate your net worth. So let's just say 50 million, underestimate.
Congratulations on that.
By the way, if I could hack the internet and make my net worth $1, it's way better because the people who Google your net worth are not the kind of people you want to date. They're not the kind of people. Dude, when I first started having money, in that house, I had a maid for one day.
She came on to you.
No.
She stole bread.
No, it was like an older lady. I like the theories of what she did to me. She came on to me. She stole bread.
She tried
like, I would care. Bread.
No.
How
we're
dare
talking
you?
Like,
whip her.
We're talking bread.
She tried bread.
She tried to get you to visit her website. What happened, man? Just
what
lay
did
it on
she
us.
Do?
No, she like sued our health insurance and said she had slipped on a banana and wanted money. And I was going, did you get that from like Bugs Bunny? Like no one slipped on bananas.
That's the best thing you've ever done.
It's almost as bad as her saying she could crash in the driveway on an oil slick.
Exactly. Just like have net worth, but have the internet think it's relatively low. People are like, why don't you call in and change this 5 million thing? I'm like, that's not
great.
Good.
It's great.
Yeah.
5 million is enough.
Always be underestimated so you can exceed expectations. Yeah. Also install some cameras and just get some NDAs rocking. That helps too.
Banana. I was like, is this serious? And like, yep, here's her letter from a lawyer. And it's like,
damn.
It went to nothing, but.
Damn. You hate to see it.
Yo, Logan, what do you have to say?
This has been the best podcast in the world. I'm the number one podcast in the world, Impulsive.
You know one good everybody. Thing? I think, am I the first person to psychoanalyze your deep motivation?
Yeah, that was dope.
It was actually interesting.
Yeah,
and I will
found
say,
out I'm a clout whore.
I wouldn't say clout whore. but I will say, you're probably the most honest person that I've done this one-on-one because most people won't admit stuff. And that's why most people have a bad life. If you can't admit it, then you live the wrong life, man.
No point in lying. No point in lying about any of that stuff. you can post that, but little thing for those who are listening. I had a conversation the other day and this girl, we did this thing where she said, I told her the three things I like about her most and least and same with me. And she's the first thing she said she liked about me or she disliked about me the most. She said, I think you care about your image a little too much. And I go, yeah, I absolutely do. Do you know why? And she goes, no. And I go, because when I was 19, I dropped out of a full academic ride to college with a 4.0 GPA, hopped in my car with everything I owned and my parrot next to me, drove 4,000 miles across the country to become the biggest entertainer in the world. So yeah, I care about my fucking image. Yeah. Like I didn't come here to just dick around.
Yeah.
I came here with a fucking mission, bro. And I treat my life like that. It is a grind to me and I have a thing I need to do still. So yeah, man.
That's good. Hey, Dr. Buss said. He said when I met him, this guy, you should meet this guy. You should get him to mentor you every
Dr. Buss down?
Dr. Buss down. No,
does
Dr.
he know Jacob. Tatiana?
Does he know her?
He said, man, most powerful thing on earth is not money, it's status. Status is powerful.
It depends on what city you're in. Because in LA, it's not money or status. It's Instagram followers.
But that is status.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But that is status.
Once the market crashes, you're going to be rocking around. You better have some status.
I had a billionaire investor once. This guy I saw, like, dude, he had all this money. No one cared because no one knew who he was.
Biggest problems when I hang out with billionaires, multimillionaires, whatever, investors, entrepreneurs, they always surround themselves with young famous people 100%. When they go out because that's what they want. But they're smart. They have money. But man, like, I don't know. Money's becoming less and less cool to me, dude. It's cool to be a cool fucking guy that people like and that want to be around because you're good at something and they admire you for it. That's cool to me.
Yep.
Anyways, audio version only. Thank you guys for listening. Hit that subscribe button. Ty Lopez. Thank you, bro. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.